Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Maybe week five, Clyde's available. And then you're looking at Clyde, Perine, Carson Steele, and Kareem Hunt all being available.
I think you carry four till...
Or does somebody go to the practice squad? Do they think somebody... I'm just asking the question. Like, can somebody end up on a practice squad? Because otherwise you start to do the math on where you're at with just a numbers game at the running back spot. I think it'll be a committee approach, though, right? Like, there's probably not, barring another injury, a scenario where Clyde or Kareem Hunt or Carson Steele are getting the same amount of touches as Pacheco was getting. It's going to be, I think, more of a committee approach, or as you said earlier, committee slash hot hand approach.
Yeah, I think it's truly 50-50, and then it'll be 60-40 depending on who's playing better or whoever hasn't fumbled the ball. And then I think Perine will be, and I think that's for first and second down. Samaje Perine already got 72% of the third down snaps in the game last week. Like, I want you to think about how good of a game Isaiah Pacheco had, and I'm telling you that 70% of the time, it wasn't even him on the field on third down. So, I mean, what the hell do I think that ratio is now? 100%. I do not think there's a single third down passing situation. If it's third and inches, maybe different. I don't think there's a single third down passing situation in which Samaje Perine is not the back in the backfield. I don't think they'll ever be Hunt. I don't think they'll ever be Carson Steele. They're going to have to make their hay in downs one and two and in short yardage situations. Look, I also like Kareem. I like Carson Steele as a short yardage back. I thought that there was plenty of weight to support that was a good idea in the last game anyway.
How many times did he touch the ball on Sunday?
He didn't play very much. Yeah, I was surprised. I mean, I will say this about the receiving yard point, though. I mean, Kareem Hunt, now, he's 29 years old now. It's a little bit different. But, at one point, going way back, he once had 53 catches for 455 yards. In 2021, as a 26-year-old in Cleveland, he had 22 catches on 27 targets for $174. It's not like he can't be a receiving option. I just think, citing 2017 or 2018, the ridiculous season that had him finishing second in rookie of the year, he is not the same player that he was when he was 22 years old. He's 29. I think it can help. It can help this team, but let's just, like we've said with a lot of aging veterans, let's be realistic with what you think you're getting. You're not getting the same player.
Alvin Kamara's 29, so prime Kareem Hunt is back.
I think Alvin Kamara, what's unique about him, he's missed so many games to other issues that his body doesn't feel like he's 29. You know, he's missed a lot of games over the last couple years.
By the way, Carson Steele actually carried the ball 7 times in that game against Cincinnati. Only 2 in the previous game.
You guys brought it up, though. They're probably not going to carry 4 running backs. So let's say Clyde comes back and he's good to go. Is he the odd man out because if they bring in Kareem and they're using him, Carson Steele have already put himself in the offense. Samaje Perine already in the offense. Is Clyde just going to be the odd man out in that situation?
Maybe. And now, again, he's on the NFI list. So even though he could come back in 4 weeks, doesn't mean he is back. So I'll be honest. I cannot predict the future of what this season looks like for Clyde Edwards-Helaire as he continues to struggle with PTSD. I just don't have a good grasp on it. I do think one thing we haven't said, though, is I think for at least one game, they'll give Carson Steele, I think for this Sunday's game, they'll give Carson Steele a chance to prove that he should be the lead back.
I don't think they have much of a choice for Sunday.
I think it'll end up in a 50-50, but if Carson Steele wanted to just take this thing by the reins and be the 70% of the time back going forward and it not be a 50-50 split, I think this Sunday against Atlanta, he has a chance to prove to the Chiefs he deserves that opportunity.
And they'll just keep Samaje in the role that he's been in?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's not much of a choice on Sunday, though. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think sure, he has to, you know, if Kareem Hunt signs, maybe there's a chance he's active in a limited role. I'm not so sure that he could actually be available enough to where Carson Steele isn't getting a bulk of it. Doesn't mean that's how they're going to treat it all year, though.
No, but I don't know, man. I think if he, like, I don't think, getting to the hot hand thing, if Carson Steele has 15 carries for 90 yards and a touchdown this week, I think he gets the same opportunity to be the lead back. I don't think they'll start cutting into his carries until it appears that they need to. I'm still like, I don't know. I'm honestly not sure that it'll work out with Carson Steele because we don't have enough evidence. I do know that running backs, like, I'd never heard of Jordan Mason, but it's not, and I know you're going to be like, well, that's a, you know, or any of the Miami backs. And I understand some running schemes kind of attribute to that, but man, I mean, Isaiah Pacheco was a seventh round guy and in his first year had an immediate impact. I can't be sure Carson Steele can't do that. I don't know. I mean, I feel like there's at least a 20% chance he's good enough to be a starting running back. It's it's the only position I would make this argument for, honestly. I wouldn't say it about guard or tackle or corner or quarterback, anything.
Yeah.
But like, if there is just I found some dude at a junior college who looked pretty fast and put him in an NFL running back. I mean, the Miami Dolphins in the 90s picked up a UPS driver named Bernie Parmalee and started him for 2 years. The NFL's crazy. It doesn't make any sense to me sometimes, but running backs can really come out of nowhere. You didn't think you're going to get a Bernie Parmalee?
I was going to say, you went way back.
What prompted that?
He's the only one I can think of off the top of my head that was like a UPS driver. And it wasn't a baseball example, so I couldn't use Jose Quas.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember Bernie Parmalee? No. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No. Not at all.
He ended up playing the league for like 7 or 8 years. I don't know.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.